Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Valentina's show. My name is Valentina Cordi, and I'm a certified work and life coach specializing in self-confidence. I help business administration professionals unblock their mind from fears and limiting beliefs about themselves and build a strong, confident personality that will lead them to happiness and success. For more information, you can always visit my website at www.valentinalifecoach.com. I would like to devote today's show time in a problem that many of you have and you refer to in all the messages you send me, and this is the way you feel about yourself regarding your job. You say to me that you feel really unappreciated. You feel stuck in a job position that you really don't like, because of the negative environment, because of the way people talk to you, or because you don't get enough opportunities. So you would like to get out of this situation and either build a stronger self in the same company and just change your attitude towards the problems you face there, or you just want to make a career change. The problem is that you don't feel that you have all that it takes to either change this attitude and face your problems in a different way that do not affect you emotionally, or you feel that you are not enough to get a better job in another company. First of all, you need to allocate the nature of the problem. Do you like your job, but there are some people in there that give you hard time, that make you feel inferior, they make bad comments about you, and you really don't respond in a way that you would like, and you get mad with yourself because although you want to stand up for yourself and you want to show a strong, confident character, what you do appear is a weak personality that is very sensitive and just loses his or her temper and let the other person really affect his or her feelings. If this is the case, start by doing the following. Write down the way you react in such situations and also how you feel and how your body also reacts. As soon as you have done this, write in another column how you would like to respond to such situations, how you would like to react physically or emotionally. So next time that you find yourself in such situation, try to implement what you would like to do instead of what you do in reality. I know it's not very easy when you are in a hard situation and you need to just respond spontaneously. It's not easy to remember to react in a way you would like to react instead of the way you do react, but it takes practice. As long as you start practicing this, you will see that it will become your second skin. You will see that you will reach to a point where you will react in the way you wanted to react. And this will make you a stronger person, a person that can stand up for her or himself, and you will see that day by day, the other people's attitude will change towards you. They will start respect you more, they will start watch their mouth more, and day by day you will feel better. It doesn't deserve to lose your job if you like it, because there are some people who just try to fight you. Just learn to win the battle. On the other hand, if your case is that you don't like what you do and you want to change your career, but you don't feel confident about your skills or your knowledge or about who you are, then you just need to think about that. Is what you feel about yourself real, or is just your imagination? You say, for example, I'm not good at communicating with people. Well, how do you know this? Was this part of your job and you know that you are not doing it well? Or you just think about that? It's just your imagination that you won't communicate adequately with other people. If communicating with people was part of your job and you know that you're not very good at it in reality, then what you need to do is to practice more. Practice on communicating with people. Take some short courses on this. Just practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. This is your solution to your problem. On the other hand, if communicating with people was not really a part of your current job and it's really something new for you in the career you want to go after, then you need how to do it. First of all, you need to test yourself in it. Just role play with some friends of yours and see how you're doing. And apart from that, learn more about what you fear about communicating with people. This will make you feel more comfortable about it, and it won't be a problem anymore for you, because you will know how to handle it. So, you don't have anything to be afraid of, and after all, you always need to take the chance to try. Just send some CVs, some decent CVs, professional CVs, and take some interviews and see how you're doing. This is the only way to find out. You need to overcome your fear and just face reality. Just go for what you want to do. So, that was all for today. I'm Valentina Cordi, your work and life coach, and don't forget to contact me via www.valentinalifecoach.com for any questions or information you may have. And remember to take action to get the life you deserve. Bye-bye.